The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
With the sheer quantity and quality of musicians out there, it can be easy to forget that music is for everybody. But when you're merely an adequate player like me, it can easily be intimidating to witness kickassery on stage or on a recording. So what about those with no talent, just a hopeless love and an abundant enthusiasm for playing? Fortunately, music truly is universal, and wherever, whenever people gather with their instruments of destruction and strike up a conversation, all that apprehension and self-doubt wash away in the thrill of just doing it. As iconic musician-composer Brian Eno witnessed back in the 70s when he joined what history will surely remember as the worst symphony orchestra in the world, the Portsmouth Sinfonia. Granted, the original band of 13 members was conceived as a gag, but there were serious rules. Anyone of any skill level or not could join. You couldn't just play poorly on purpose, and everyone had to show up for practice. Brian Eno showed up one day in 1970 with a clarinet, an instrument he had never played before, and remarked that later that the ranks were filled with a range of competence from bona fide virtuosi to extremely incompetent. All it took was one gig, and that was it. The group rose to more and more ridiculous challenges, and the Sinfonia swelled in size on a wave of unbridled enthusiasm. Eno described their music as a very blurry vision of classical music, yet they seemed unstoppable, cutting a record deal in 73 and later recording a live album entitled Hallelujah, the Portsmouth Sinfonia at the Royal Albert Hall. The January 1975 issue of Rolling Stone called a follow-up album, Portsmouth Sinfonia Plays the Popular Classics, the comedy album of the year. Just try not to laugh when you hear the spectacularly awful space oddity that is the Sinfonia's version of Also Sprach Zarathustra. Ouch. Okay, so maybe playing music isn't for everybody. My name's Cal Coat, and here's something else you won't hear every day or anywhere else. New music from South Korea, the duo of Numori and Guna Guna from World Beat Canada. Thank you.
Kingston needs a banner. Solace, Randy Valentine and Jake Savannah. I take you on a journey, mixing music like the drink them called Cubana. Mixing Cuban percussions and toss from Ghana. Free up yourself, do what you wanna. Roll it up, light it up, smoke your marijuana. When you jump on the corner, nobody won't bring no kind of drama. Today you don't need no armor, nah, no armor. I got to walk straight on this rocky road. Positive attitude, whenever I'm on the move. Me no one tell you what to do. But if say if you show love, then it comes back to you. So let the reggae music play on the beach tonight. Give me a signal if you feel the vibe. Give me a light, look alive. Reggae music in the banner, everything is nice. Think the higher slave, but higher speak. Let my lyrics take you to the highest peak. When you reach, don't you dare take a seat. Just take the love that you receive and put it on repeat. And we can all gather at the same, like one big family. Let's make some memory. And if I wanna break away, I go to Santiago. Yes, that is the sweetest place. Watch ya, me and her, I found a girl about discussion. She's telling me she love percussion. And I said, what's her name? She says Saida. I said, Saida, link me for the fire. I am the supplier. And I'll be right there when you need me. If you can hear me, my lady, bring your life, come alive. Make your music reach your border, everything is nice.
First time that someone has tried to marry the music of Cuba and Jamaica, but this brand new album is creating a very early buzz in the industry. It's called Mistress Havuna Presents Havana Meets Kingston, and that was the sound of Francisco, Robert, and Randy Valentine on Carnival. Before that, Numari, that is the duo of Jun Jiang and Anna Lee from Korea. They are an award-winning duo with a brand new album called Guna Guna, and we heard the title track. Here is Toronto's vintage horn band, Soul Jazz Orchestra, from a new album called Under Burning Skies. It's Attaway Boogie from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Friday, November 24th, the Rogue Folk Club and the Cap Globe and Roots series combined forces to bring us Don McGlashan, a New Zealand singer-songwriter formerly of the Mutton Birds, with a solo showcase featuring freshly baked in the morning melodies and dark pensive lyrics. That is at the St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th Avenue in Vancouver. The next night, Saturday, November 25th, at the Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Avenue, it's the return of Adonis Puentes and the Voice of Cuba Orchestra. This should be great. It's a momentous occasion, a CD release concert and party featuring DJ Cubanito spinning in between sets. You can contact AdonisPuentes.com for more information. Another Vancouver stalwart is celebrating with a CD release. It's the Carnival Band, who have special guest party games, early kids dance party, carny cocktail and cake. It's all put on by the Open Air Orchestra Society, celebrating 10 years, and the Carnival Band's new CD. It all happens on the corner of Venables and Commercial Drive in the East End. Tambura Rasa is gearing up to close off 2017 with another dance show at the Fox Cabaret, 2321 Main Street. On Wednesday, December 6th, 9 p.m., it'll be a full night of dancing with Tambura Rasa's superb energy-infused grooves. Energy-infused grooves are in the mix a little later this hour when we talk to Mark Markcheck from the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, who have a critically acclaimed new album called If I Had the Strength. This is worth tuning in for. We also have Johannes Lindstedt straight ahead with some Santana-sounding grooves. Just for you, it's Cha-Cha-Choo. This is World Beat Canada, and we make waves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, at CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. You picked a great day to be here. I'm Cal Cote.
lines, but Bobby won't let me.
This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada.
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 Chicha, the Chicha alter ego of Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas. And Echo en Mexico. Before that, Johannes Lindstedt, who's from Toronto, a nouveau flamenco player who plugged in for that one, Cha-Cha-Choo. That brings us round to Our Touch of the Familiar, and it comes from an album that's an interpretation of Stevie Wonder's songs called Conception, and features a whole lot of great talent, but most notably the Marley brothers, both Damien Jr. Gong and Stephen Marley, who's the guy behind all the knob twiddling that goes on in the Marley family. And this is their tribute to Stevie Wonder. It's called Master Blaster, Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
I like it like that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Everyone's feeling pretty. It's hotter than July. Though the world is full of problems, they couldn't touch us even if they tried. From the park I hear a thud. Molly's heart on your box. Tonight there will be a party. Woo! At the corner at the end of the block. You didn't know you. You'd been jamming until break on off a dawn. I bet your mama never told you that you. To join the fighting, but our answer today is to let all your worries, like the breeze through your fingers, slip away. Freedom come to South Africa. Rasta's ride on the wall. Now's the time for celebration. 'Cause we've only just begun. We didn't know you. You'd been jamming until break on off a dawn. I bet your papa never told you that you. You'd been jamming until break on off a dawn. I got to jam on.
Come in love when the girls full of supplements. And them jump on rhythm with an excellence. We got no tolerance, no lenience. Just love and respect and obedience. Well, forget all of your grievance. Of economical inconvenience. 'Cause a man could have shot over 20 cents. Well, the music current like current events. Just give Stevie Wonder me compliments. 'Cause it transcend among all the continents. And the love where the world experience. Well, let's not fight again.
Alongside Jam Rock, Super Twitch too. People are drive past and stop. Big tune, I play a DJ. Pull up that drum top, good cash. Shawty looking at Frankie D jeans, Gucci Alta top. Every man clean. Root wine on the rock, champagne a pop. Lick a moment back to the spot. Hear that?
Yeah.
All right, gather around the radio, kids. We have a real incredible story. I'm not joking about this. The story of Lemon Bucket Orchestra as told by their violinist and co-founder, Mark Marchek. And then a fresh track from the new album, If I Had the Strength. That's In the Mix, straight ahead from World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Cote. If I Had the Strength, the newly released album by Canadian Folk Music Award winners and Juno nominees Lemon Bucket Orchestra, is more than a musical work. It is a work of fiction. The album's tracks thread together a story about coming home a changed person, told through a frenzied guerrilla folk party of Eastern European-style folklore. Violinist, vocalist, and conspirator-in-chief Mark Marchek joins us by phone. Congratulations on the new release, Mark.
Thanks, man.
Well, let's start simple. How do you guys learn to play so fast?
You know, you kind of drink a lot and practice a lot. Sort of slows everything down, and then everything else just, you know, happens on its own.
The narrative through If I Had the Strength is pretty sweeping. Can you give us the Cole's Notes summary?
Yeah, for sure. We started off, we found this song. In this case, it was a Slavic prison ballad. And we really sort of just related to the story. It's the story of a guy who comes home after a stint in prison, and he's trying to explain to his mother how he's never going to be the same again. And every verse of this song is sort of a different emotion. First, he's sort of a tough guy, and then he breaks down and he gets sad, and then he gets angry at his mother for not understanding, and then there's some resentment, and at the end there's acceptance, and just that whole sort of trajectory was really, really something that we related to. Firstly, me and Marichka, from having spent some time in Ukraine, both in the protests and revolution and on the front line of the war against Russia, and coming home to Canada and telling people, telling people about that, trying to share what it was that we went through and what people went through, and finding those words is a really difficult experience.
Man, there is so much about this story that we're not getting here, but it sounds like the steps of grieving, you know, that you go through first anger and then through disillusionment and acceptance and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. And I mean, the ballad itself is in Russian, mm-hmm. and then we picked up a bunch of Ukrainian songs that we thought filled out some of those stories that led to those emotions that the guy's singing about, some Romanian stuff, some Macedonian stuff as well. I mean, part of the goal for us was to really get to the heart of that experience musically. You know, the train is flying through the hills and the valleys. Where it's going, we cannot know. The kid, he called himself a thief and a criminal, a lawless rebel, and his life is an eternal game. If we did our job right, you know, you feel like you're on that train going to a place that you don't know, and then the rest of the album is his story.
Beautiful. Mark, to change gears here, did you headhunt when you were putting together the band, or did you all know each other? I mean, your sound would dictate a pretty unique set of musical qualifications, wouldn't it?
It's not quite headhunting, I would say. I mean, we've gone through probably about 30 musicians have been through the band at some point or another. Of those, like, six of the members are six of the original members. Mm-hmm. And the newest member has already been in the group for a year. Other than that, you know, people have been in the project for 3-4 years. It's something that's like, once you're in it, but it certainly takes a lot of kind of getting used to, and like you said, a certain skill set, because it's not like a country band or a jazz band that are sort of more common in North America, where you know the repertoire or you more or less know the style and you can jump in and play if you're a good musician.
Mm-hmm.
And so often when we bring musicians in, it's like there's a huge learning process, and part of that is, you know, we try and do that all together all the time. And that's why we like to tour to Eastern Europe. And while we're there, not only play shows, but take the time to meet with musicians, to play with a sort of virtuosos and folk musicians alike over there and learn about the tradition, learn about the culture.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Mark Marchek of Lemon Bucket Orchestra. The album release tour has them on a local swing through Ontario, Montreal, and Quebec City. Connect with the band on social media. Start at the homepage. It's lemonbucket.com. You'll also learn about their unique theater experience called Counting Sheep. Can you explain that for us briefly, Mark?
Marichka and I, my wife, who's a singer in the group as well, we met during the 2014 protests in Kiev that led to the revolution, ousting of the corrupt president, toppling of the government, then annexation of Crimea by the Russian Federation, and the sort of beginning of the anti-terrorist operation zone, which was a pseudonym for the Ukraine-Russia war in the Donbass region.
Wow.
And one of the things that we decided was that when we sort of came back to Canada was we wanted to sort of put our, I guess, our talents to this story. And we wrote this folk opera, using a traditional material from Central and Eastern Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And trying to tell that story of what we had gone through. Eventually that evolved into a full dinner for our audience and this bringing them through the experience of what it feels like when revolution enters into your living room and all of a sudden you're building barricades, you're throwing bricks, you're hiding from riot cops, and you're seeing these images that you thought were only in the movies right in front of you, surrounding you on all sides.
That sounds like an interesting dinner party.
It's a dinner party that has garnered a lot of international acclaim and given us the opportunity to share the story of Ukrainian people, in Scotland, in Germany, in England, in Ireland. And next week we're heading to New York for a big run before doing a few runs in Los Angeles.
Well, speaking of material, I mean, you have enough for a whole nother conversation and we should try and arrange that sometime. Hey, Mark, this has been amazing. I really appreciate all your insight. It seems only appropriate that we wrap this up with a track from If I Had the Strength called Goodbye. Can you set this one up for us?
Yeah, this is a song. It's kind of halfway through the album and the sort of feeling at this point is that our guy, he's like had enough, and not only that, but his wife or lover or however you want to look at the woman who's singing, she's also had enough. Anybody who's experienced living with somebody with PTSD, it's a crazy thing, and she's kind of starting to go crazy herself, and has decided to at least contemplating, as she stands on the shores of the Black Sea, of throwing herself in. The song is called Goodbye.
Минуты мерять и до привыкну в разлуке жить.
I still don't think I got a straight answer as to how they managed to play so incredibly fast. Isn't that something? What an incredible story. Lemon Bucket Orchestra from the new album, If I Had the Strength. Congratulations to Mark, his wife, and the band. And goodbye is what we heard before this train runs out of track. We still have a couple of more things to send your way, like a New York City Puerto Rican Cuban bass player by the name of Xenia Rubinos. Just like I. Just ahead on World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for taking a ride on the global side with us. I'm Cal Coat.
Ooh.
I see you've requested a wake-up call. That is La Galena from Ozo Matley and the album Don't Mess with the Dragon. Or their chickens, for that matter, apparently. Here is more new music from Entremundo Quarteto. We introduced you to them last week. The beautiful voice of Adriana Giordano from Seattle. And Cravo y Canela, or Clove and Cinnamon. Started the hour with the new music from South Korea, and we'll leave you with a toast, a drinking song from Shanren and their album Left Foot Dance of the Yi. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. Our last word goes to Bertrand Russell, who said, "The world is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper."
Up your guard, don't you hope.
表妹，表舅和，表哥喜欢不喜欢也要和，喜欢了也要和，不喜欢也要和，管喜欢不喜欢也要和。 喜欢也要火，
Calco Pirate Communications.